WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After a dramatic increase to close out February, weekly jobless claims have fallen back.
22,000 first-time claims for unemployment benefits were filed in the week leading up to February 22nd. In the week after that, according to the Labor Department, filings declined by an almost identical 21,000. Tomorrow we get the employment report for all of February. It's expected to show that 170,000 jobs were created last month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. We know big cuts, thousands of them, will soon be coming to the IRS and the Department of Government Affairs. Also, job cuts expected at the Department of Education soon. ABC News learning that President Trump is about to sign an executive order directing new Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin dismantling the department. Rough weather causing damage across much of the country. Blizzards in Minnesota, tornado in Mississippi, trees into homes in New Jersey. No updates on Pope Francis, still in the hospital, treated for double pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage is in Wisconsin. It gives us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. Plus, low pay and low rates of diversity are problems statewide. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Department of Public Instruction put out the 2023 Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report. It shows that of all the new teachers who start their careers here in Wisconsin, 55% of them are still here and still teachers 7 years later. Almost half have either quit the profession or moved to another state in that time. The situation is even worse when it comes to special education. Only 46% of first-time special ed teachers are still doing the job here in the Badger State after 7 years. Now, teachers have gone through all kinds of challenges, from dealing with lower school funding to the child mental health crisis to difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. But pay is also a big part of this picture. The new analysis shows when you adjust for inflation, teachers are actually making $22,000 less than they were 15 years ago. Diversity is also a top concern. Studies show kids of color learn better when they have teachers of color, but the data shows 94% of Wisconsin teachers are white. Meanwhile, a third of enrolled students statewide are racial or ethnic minorities. They'd need a 27% rise in teachers of color to accurately represent the state's students. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley says the DPI has programs to address some of these problems. They need more resources. Governor Tony Evers proposed an over $3 billion increase in his budget for Wisconsin public schools. It would be a historic investment. However, Republicans have said that most of his plan is, quote, dead on arrival.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th-ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is obviously when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny, and it is not going to be as windy today. We'll get to around 41 for a high with wind. Northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, decreasing to 5 to 10 later this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Could see a few flurries or a little light snow tomorrow morning. Then clearing tomorrow, 36. We're back to 44 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we will review the Marquette University Law School polling. Also, can cod liver oil and vitamin A cure the measles? Plus, what demographic is the president losing bigly? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Again, I just want to apologize to those of you in the listening audience and to Dr. Omar for our technical difficulties. We've got those corrected. You know, I'm going to do another segment of It's Your Thing. Do what you want to do. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I got a lot I want to talk about. You know, Donald Trump, President Trump, and Doge are proposing to cut 70,000 jobs at the VA. They've terminated 2,400 veterans. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, veterans have always been held in a, you know, a high place in this nation. And so, to me, we've never been able to do enough for any veteran, and I've said this for decades, any veteran who put his life on the line in the theater of war, his or her life on the line in the theater of war, should never have to worry anymore about having a roof over their heads. They should be guaranteed a home. You know, young men who at very young ages in their lives are turned inside out and upside down, supposedly sent off all over this world to fight, supposedly for democracy. And then when they come back home, many of them wind up sleeping under bridges and eating out of garbage cans. We've never done our due diligence for veterans, you know, and I know far too many of them whose lives have never been the same. I don't know about you, but I can tell you, at 18, 19, 20 years old, to be sent off in the theater of war, to put your life on the line and do the things that veterans do, and then to turn around and have a man who's a non-veteran like Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and Elon Musk do away with 2,400 veterans' jobs should make you angry. You know, I don't care what side of the equation you're on, Democrat or Republican or independent, you should be speaking out loud and clear and protesting and sending messages to Doge, Donald Trump, the Republicans, and Elon Musk. Keep your hands off the veterans. My God. What is happening with people? Why is this accepted? You know, and then there's this article I was reading, which is still mind-blowing to me. That, listen to these numbers, that somewhere around 75% of Americans, here it is, 76% of the 2,443 registered U.S. voters who were surveyed on this poll say they support Doge cutting these jobs. What is wrong with you? You know, maybe your father wasn't in the military. Maybe your uncle, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors who put it on the line for you to be able to do what you do. Okay, even if it's the vote. And you think it's okay that they can cut these veterans' jobs and cut them and cut the jobs at the VA because Donald Trump and Elon Musk thinks it's all right. What is wrong with the American people who believe in this foolishness? Whatever happened to you? Because many of you are the very same people who on Veterans Day, you run around, hey, you see a veteran, thank you for your service. And so is this how you thank a veteran for his service? By supporting what Donald Trump and Elon Musk are doing to veterans? What is wrong with you? You believe so much in a man like Donald Trump, who is clearly a man who has no concern, no compassion, no human qualities. Man, you would think the one area that would be hands-off would be veterans. But I guess if children and the elderly aren't hands-off, then who is safe? 855-752-4842. It's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, but I don't need you to, you know, I got enough stuff to talk about. But I don't understand how this can be going on and the people aren't out in the streets. See, when Veterans Day rolls around, I don't want to see your flag. Don't put your flag up on your house and say, well, yeah, I support the veterans. No, you don't. If you aren't outraged about what they are doing right now, your flag means nothing. Or standing up. I was at the Buck game last night. Everybody standing up and pledging allegiance to the flag. And, you know, what does all that stuff mean? It means nothing. If you don't stand up for what the people who fought to make it mean something. Let's go to a wounded veteran and a good friend and a man who's fought for veterans his entire life, being a wounded veteran himself. Al, what are your thoughts about what is taking place?
Well, I've been complaining about it for years, but nobody's listening.
Hold on, Al. Here's a guy who texts, and he says, "I'm a veteran, and I have no issues with this. No one is owed a living." What do you say to that veteran who clearly has some issues?
Obviously, he doesn't understand what he's done and what this country has done to him. the point I was going to make before you cut me off was only 1/3 of all of the active veterans actually receive benefits from the VA. Part of that has to do with shortly after Vietnam, they stopped recruiting full-time soldiers and went to reserve. If a reservist does not complete 180 days of continuous service, he does not get qualified as a veteran. Therefore, he doesn't qualify for any benefits. They recruit people into the reserves, and they make sure they do not serve continuously 180 days, so they do not qualify for veterans' benefits, and they discharge them and then recall them, put them back in, and put them back through the process. The other part of this is the majority of the people who work for the VA are not veterans, especially those at the top of the Veterans Administration. And when I was working for the Center for Veterans Issues as a vice president, we researched the VA and found out it's one of the largest budgets of the United States government, and we never could find an audit of the VA. So there's millions and trillions of dollars going through the VA, but where are they going? They're not going to veterans. Most veterans get turned away at the VA hospital because they can change the rules. We have an agency called the Center for Veterans Issues in Milwaukee that was founded by six African-American men who fought in Vietnam, and they created that called the IVOCC, Interested Veterans of the Central City, a mental health service organization. That expanded to the National Association of Black Veterans, and we opened up 68 offices in almost every state in the United States. And that expanded to the Center for Veterans Issues, working for homeless veterans and veterans who had mental health issues, et cetera, to help them get benefits. The board of the CVI right now is all white, and the president of the board is not a veteran. Why is that?
So, Al, I can't answer that.
I know you can, but I'm saying this is a board of people that was created by black veterans, and now that they have gotten some money to rebuild a building for homeless veterans, et cetera, the whole board is white, and the president of the board is not even a veteran. How is that?
So, Al, I know that that is something that we are going to cover, in the coming days and weeks on this program. I would ask you, though, when they're talking about cutting all these people from the Veterans Affairs, even though many of them might not be veterans, part of why they're there is to address veterans' issues. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, it's supposed to be.
Okay, so
but you have to understand this, Earl. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
But what you have to understand is it's about money. And now I'm going to say this, and I read the article. I didn't write it. It was written by a white man that Trump and Musk were going to kill 26 million people or more by cutting Social Security and Medicare. They knew this when they put this mess together, to the point where all of this is about money. It ain't about the human life or people.
Yeah, we got to take a break. 855-752-4842. It's your thing on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Anything you want to talk about, you know, we can have the conversation. But I clearly, you know, just what are the American people talking and thinking about? Over 70% of you agree with what Doge is doing? You clearly have some real issues, or you're not very well informed. Because the truth about what Doge is doing and the impact that is having on the $36 trillion debt is minimal at best. And if you don't understand that the reason they're even talking about it is because they're going to give a $4.5 trillion tax break to the wealthiest people amongst us, you're so ill-informed. And the fact that they want to cut veterans, the people who fought, bled, and died to make it possible for all of us who do what we do in this country is an absolute insult. Let's go to Cassandra. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I am a veteran, and I was also married to a military officer on active duty. And all I have to say is I served during a time when both parties were in office, and neither parties have honored our veterans. And I think part of the problem, and Al stated some very good facts, but something that he didn't mention is this, that the people who are serving in the military are oftentimes second and third generation family members. Your typical American does not have a family member who served, so they really don't have any obligation or to the military. It isn't that they don't care, but the military and their concerns, it's just not hitting their home. And I disagree with the cuts. I believe veterans should be a protected status, but both parties did not secure it.
Hey, Cassandra, this is not a both party issue, because the Democrats, when Joe Biden was the president, did not go after veterans. This is Republicans. This is Donald Trump. This is Elon Musk. This is his thing. This has nothing to do with Democrats, Cassandra.
Okay, Earl, do you recall Al's point that the Veteran Administration, under both parties, passed laws that would prohibit veterans from accessing the full benefits?
Hey, Cassandra, I heard everything Al said, okay? And I understand, and I knew when that took place. But Cassandra, you can't say that's equivalent to Donald Trump and Elon Musk and what they are doing right now to impact and affect the veterans who are covered. It's not the same, Cassandra. Go ahead.
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Oh, so you think it is the same?
I do. If you look at the history of the services at the VA, it's horrendous. Both parties have blood on their hands. They have not lived up to the promise.
Hey, Cassandra, I do know this. I do know that under Joe Biden and Barack Obama, there was more money, and they addressed the veterans, the VA, more so than Donald Trump, or the first time with Donald Trump and this time with Donald Trump. No comparison. I know veterans. Al is one of my best friends. We talk all the time, Cassandra. He's a wounded veteran. I know. I've got a brother who went to Vietnam at the age of 18 and walked point in the jungle and came home with a dishonorable discharge and got no benefits. I'm aware of all of that, Cassandra. You can't say that it's the same for Democrats and Republicans. And what Donald Trump and Elon Musk is doing right now, you can't say that's the same, Cassandra. They're looking to hurt veterans.
I disagree. Both parties, their hands are guilty in this matter. I am not letting the Democratic Party off the hook.
Okay, so if you're not letting the Democratic Party off the hook, then what's your rationale for accepting what Donald Trump and Elon Musk is doing, cutting 70,000 jobs from Veterans Affairs, and already they've cut 2,400 veterans?
Earl, I am not accepting what they have done. I am just as vocal about objecting to these cuts. Our veterans should be a protected class status, especially when they obtain federal jobs. I object to the DOGE's activities.
I know, but you threw the caveat in that Democrats do the same thing. And that's what I'm pushing back on. Go ahead.
No, I'm just trying to be fair and balanced. We cannot just say that this is all a Republican party. The Democrats, their hands are dirty as well.
Hey, Cassandra, thank you very much for the call. But this right here, this is all Republicans. 855-752-4842. We'll get back to you guys. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
News from the center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Daylight saving time starts this weekend when clocks are set forward 1 hour. And while that is potentially good news because of the extra light in the evening, it means losing an hour of sleep. Most people dread the loss of sleep in the transition period during the March time change, but children and teens are especially prone to the health impacts of getting less sleep, according to Dr. Casey Freimiller, pediatrician, UW Health Kids. Sleep is so important for children because it helps them learn in school, manage their emotions, and have faster response times. He said the springtime change is probably harder for most families, so give yourself grace because emotions will be heightened as the routine is changed. Children thrive on routines, and 1 hour can make a big difference, so families need to plan ahead this week, Freimiller suggests. Bedtime fading, which means adjusting the bedtime in 15-minute increments a few days before the time change. It is important to talk to young children in advance about bedtime changes, not just right before bed. This concept might be especially challenging to teenagers as they are busy with schoolwork, sports activities, friends, and using technology to stay connected. So getting them to go to bed earlier can be tough, but data shows they can be impacted even more in March, according to Freimiller. One study showed teenagers had slower reaction times and trouble paying attention the week following the time change in March because they lost sleep. That can especially impact important things like driving. Also, new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that only 23% of high schoolers got at least 8 hours of sleep in 2023. A good routine that includes a consistent wake-up time and bedtime, sunlight exposure, and physical activity will have the most long-term impact on quality sleep. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance, the world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny, and it is not going to be as windy today. We'll get to around 41 for a high with wind northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, decreasing to 5 to 10 later this afternoon. Tonight, 27, could see a few flurries or a little light snow tomorrow morning, then clearing tomorrow, 36. We're back to 44 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you calling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
Maggie Dawn.
Marquette's newest hole has dropped. We'll be joined at 2 p.m. by Dr. Charles Franklin to discuss what Wisconsinites know about the candidates for the Supreme Court and what are our opinions about Elon.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You running through my head means you're a part of me. Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to It's Your Thing on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Whatever, you know, tickles your fancy, we'll take it. Let's go to Cindy. Good morning to you, Cindy from Appleton. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, I have a couple of things. First of all, Cassandra, this is what you voted for. Anyway, I went up to Green Bay last night. Adam Kinzinger, former congressman, was there and had a talk last night. And he has disowned the Republican Party, says he's no longer a Republican. If he would run for office again, he will run most likely as a Democrat. He has seen the light. And he last night expressed that this is the most corrupt and will be the most corrupt administration most likely in the history of our country. So at least some of the Republicans get it.
You know, you know, Cindy, there's no question, you know, when you look at what they're doing, and again, people who still support that, I don't understand that. For the life of me, you see it, you know it's wrong, you know it's rotten, you know it's going to damage this nation, the people of this nation, you know the problems it's going to cause globally. And yet people are still supporting that. I don't get it. Cindy, thank you very much for the phone call. Mike from Kenosha, good morning to you, Mike. You say what, my friend?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, as always. Sitting here watching the American sheeple,
yes,
turning into sacrificial lambs right in front of our eyes. This is going in real time. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous for me, anyway, to look back and look at a time when in my lifetime our veterans were ever respected. They're tools. They've been used as tools. We know that. We know that through the Pentagon Papers. You know, they denied Agent Orange care until almost all of them died.
Right.
They accepted it. They same thing with PTSD, same thing with Gulf War syndrome. And then we went into the W. Bush illegal wars where literally hundreds of thousands of civilians, there were more civilians killed than there were military personnel. But that's okay for this mamby-pamby people, general public that again, are sheeple turning into sacrificial lambs. You know, we're supposed to be about liberty and justice. We're supposed to be about real freedoms and living our lives the way we choose, keeping, radical religion out of the mix. And yet here this new president who received 49% of the vote is talking about a mandate that this is what the American people mandate. It's about time to finish my point. It's about time that we, the people, put our big boy pants on and big girl dresses on and recognize that both of these parties have a lot to be accountable for. And without us recognizing that this is our, like Tom says from LA, we are the government, but we have chosen to neglect our responsibilities of ownership. We passed along to, and we've sold out our elections. We monetized our elections. Everything's about money, money, money. Well, guess what? It's coming back hard to bite us. And I'm so disappointed. I never thought, Earl, that we the people could be this stupid to follow a charlatan right off a cliff. It's almost unexplainable, unimaginable, and quite frankly, we the people are responsible for it because we have not been paying attention.
Hey, Mike, well said as always, man. It doesn't surprise me that people are willing to follow Donald Trump, you know, to hell. Donald Trump represents a segment of our society. that is about nothing more than greed, is about nothing more than, you know, me, myself, and I, and that's who Donald Trump is. And so that's kind of who they are as well. And so, you know, it doesn't surprise me. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Yeah, it's funny. Where have we heard the phrase fair and balanced before? I'd really like to thank you for calling out the both sidesism we all just heard. If I was a betting man, I'd say that call is another Geo Plant, because what else would inspire him to call and make such nonsensical and, at this point in time in our history, irrelevant arguments? But back to what's actually going on here, what you've been talking about in veterans, and to make things what they're doing even worse, Earl, this is literally a case, and your previous caller just mentioned it, lambs being led to slaughter.
Yes.
Because almost every veteran upon leaving the military looks around and realizes that what they just spent their last 4 or 6 years, whatever, learning will do nothing for them when they get into civilian life. You know, you can't fire weapons in civilian life very much. So I experienced the same thing upon my discharge from the military. I couldn't do anything with what I'd learned for, you know, those years. So for this exact reason, the federal government created a program to recruit government veterans for government
jobs.
And to help recruit those veterans, the government awards bonus points for the military service, you know, for military service on your government service entry exam. And it provides incentive to keep working for the government, which is not a glamorous job, as well as a little leg up on getting a job for the Postal Service, for all those government jobs. You get
which you've earned.
Exactly. And so to think that the same government is now kicking them out just, you know, indiscriminately almost. So I don't think it's truly indiscriminately, but we it looks like, you know, across the board, but I don't believe it really is. But it's an abdication of our nation's responsibility to take care of those who laid their lives on the line, as you said before, for all of us who didn't serve. You know, they're doing this for all of you, all the people that don't serve. They lay their lives on the line for you. And now we're all watching them get thrown to the curb. And I'll say really quickly, Earl, to this point, there will be a gathering in favor, support of veterans tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Milwaukee VA, Friday the 7th at 4 o'clock. I encourage your listeners to attend and spread the word. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Milwaukee VA, there will be a gathering in support of Milwaukee veterans.
Hey, Eric.
Because they also are losing their jobs.
Hey Eric, I will be there, and I will say this again. You're a veteran. So you hear people, hey, thank you for your service. That's hollow, man. Anybody can say thank you for your service. If you really meant it, when things are happening that are certainly in opposition to those who served, especially in the theater of war, who put their lives on the line, and you don't open your mouth, then stop telling veterans thank you for your service. You know, when the veterans need you, stand up. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ann. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Hey, Earl. I am also a veteran. And Cassandra, she is blowing a lot of hot air. She still stands behind Trump. Biden, Obama never did this to veterans. This is happening under Trump's watch. And I want to tell you, when I was in the service, I had a lot of black friends. And one of my black friends said to me, the next war will be a race war. This was back in 1989. And I thought, what is he talking about? Well, now I'm starting to figure it out, putting the pieces together. Because I don't know if you're aware of it, but I guarantee you there's more black people that serve in the military than white people. And they're trying to get rid of these black people is what they're trying to do. This is a race war. And I'm gonna call this one out. I really believe Trump will get us in a war. And if people don't wake up in this country, they stand behind Trump. When he was speaking, it was like a rally he was having with all these rich white people cheering him on. It's just pathetic if these people don't wake up. Sure, they're gonna take things away, and who's it gonna hurt? The less fortunate. So these people that call in that are white,
and they claim that Trump is their savior. You know what? They're going to go down to
a
millionaire or a
billionaire. Ann, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Well, I'm wondering. We got so many people that praise Trump and that think that immigrants are just so terrible. They just, they're coming over.
They're all criminals. They're all criminals.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just curious how they then can decide that it's perfectly okay for a man who is a citizen, a legal citizen of three different countries, to essentially tear our government apart, decide who gets money, who doesn't get money, decide whom to fire and whom to keep. By the way, this guy's name is Elon Musk, and he's a citizen of Canada. He's a citizen of South Africa. Oh, yes, and just incidentally, a citizen of the United States. The question is, of course, he's undoubtedly, in being a citizen of those countries, has pledged allegiance to all of them. Which one is he really working for? Or is there maybe a fourth one that he's working for?
Well, Jack, he's also a man who's fathered 14 children. So where is his character, Jack? Why are you following a man and that you've given this kind of authority? Wouldn't you think character should matter, Jack? Oh, it can't matter. Donald Trump is the president of the United States.
Yeah, well, there is that, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's another little thing, too, in our Constitution that it says some little thing about securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our children. And it also says something about promoting the common good. And this administration certainly is not doing that.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. But a man walking around, I don't care if he is wealthy, with 14 children, for heaven's sakes, he's a predator. 14 children, and they're not from the same woman. And he continues, why aren't we hearing more about that? You know, you think it's okay. It's okay for him. If it was somebody else, you'd be outraged. The double standards that take place in this country, especially when you talk about on the Republican side of things. And let me be clear. I'm not a member of the Democratic Party. I've never been. I'm not a registered member of the Democratic Party. So for those of you who are members of the Conservative Party and who point to me, well, you know, it's just as bad. No, I can see it from the perspective of a free man who doesn't belong to either party. But right is right, wrong is wrong, and I'm supporting right. 855-752-4842. I don't care where it stands, I'm supporting right. You're tuned into It's Your Thing on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show today. It's your thing, you know, and so let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Hey, good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I say that you never have to go far to look at examples of Republican hypocrisy, conservative Republican hypocrisy. And one of the most glaring, which not many people are talking about, is this issue of executive action, executive orders. Go back to when Barack Obama was president. He was doing everything he can to pass meaningful legislation, but yet Mitch McConnell and Republicans blocked everything he did. And he had a resort, as a last resort, to executive action, executive orders. They were all over that. Fox News, Mitch McConnell, the Republicans, oh, this is unlawful. The guy's not a – it's not meaningful legislation. You know, it's unconstitutional. You know, he can't be a good president unless he can get things passed through Congress. But yet everything Trump touted in his recent speech was all executive order, executive action, what, more than 100 of them in the first day or two? And they think it's the greatest thing, even to the point that if the courts even question it, they're going to go after the courts. So I just can't believe that, you know, Barack Obama does an executive order, bad. Trump does it, it's the greatest thing, you know, since sliced bread. And to me, that's just a glaring example of hypocrisy.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much for the call, man. I can't agree with you more. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, good morning. A couple of quick things. One, it's messaging. It's Democratic messaging. Your news break saying that, you know, the Democrats are doing this. Susan Crawford's commercials, I hear them on this station. I really don't hear them far anywhere else. I also, every time I log in and I listen to YouTube, every first commercial is always about the rapist who he only gave a 4-year sentence to but has no other context. Where is her commercial that says that Schimmel sat on 6,000 rapists and let them roam free because he was too lazy to order that to be caught up on, all those rape kits. As far as Cassandra, obviously Cassandra hasn't heard what Haba had to say, about firing the veterans, the way she was making it out is that veterans just go in, they sit around at a break room and smoke cigarettes, and they're not equipped to work yet, is what is her words, that they're not, you know, ready to work yet. And where is the outrage of that? So those are really the two.
Well, you know, Tom, I just want to say this, because you made me think about something that I really wanted to talk about today, and really, I didn't get to. And that's, I was looking at, you know, the race between the Supreme Court seat. And right now, forgot the guy's name, Brad Schimel. Brad Schimel is really, you know, the numbers that he's receiving far outstripe the ones for Miss
Susan Crawford.
And so I apologize for that. And so all I could do was get frustrated, because the people haven't learned their lesson yet in this state. They voted for Donald Trump, and look what they got. They voted for Republicans, and look what they got. And they haven't learned a doggone thing, man, because they're now voting. Looks like they're supporting, you know, this other guy, Schimel. And it's the same thing. These horrible, well, let's scare people. Hey, why don't you do your own thinking, people? Just because they put those things up, well, you know, she allowed some guy who molested four-year-old kids, and that's why you make your determinations based on that garbage? You know, it works. The Republicans know it works, so they keep feeding you that. And you keep falling for it. Your standard should be higher than what somebody put on a commercial, on a lying commercial, before you make the decision and the determination on who you're going to put in positions that are going to impact and affect your lives. You do that predicated or based on somebody who creates this commercial that is full of garbage and lies. It's always worked, right? You know, it worked when Mandela Barnes was running against Ron Johnson for state senate. You know, it always works. It worked against Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And every time they trot that trash out, you fall for it. And you're doing it again. You had the Republicans in charge of the Supreme Court forever in this state. And look at what it did to you. And now that there's an attempt to bring some balance back, you fall for the same trick. I don't understand it. I wish I had more time. I'm sorry we can't get to the rest of you. But I really thank you for, you know, taking time out to listen to the show. We'll be back on tomorrow with my co-host Sandy Williams. We're going to cover a lot of different topics. Up next, Jane Matinette, Greg Bott. Thank you, Cardi. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are talking all things legal with Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. He joins us at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinere on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matinere on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Results expected soon on a vote happening now on the House to censure Al Green, the Texas congressman who shook his cane at President Trump during Tuesday's congressional address, leading to this exchange.
Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant-at-arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
The Trump administration moving ahead with plans to eliminate the Department of Education. The president expected to issue an executive order soon, directing Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin dismantling it. Tens of thousands more federal jobs will soon be gone, including 70,000 at the Department of Veterans Affairs and as many as half of all the people currently employed by the IRS. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau weighing in, saying he expects Canada and the U.S. to be in a trade war for the foreseeable future. This is ABC News.